Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to Auto Transport Intel. It is Friday. It is noon Central Time. That means it's time for Cars on the Move, where we connect dealers, auctions, and carriers. Now, we have a special guest, so I'm going to get right to it. Please do jump in the live chat. Say hello. Thank you, Two Bears. Thank you, Fritz. Let's go to Ty. Ty, what is going on today? What are we doing?
We got a special guest today. I'm pretty excited about it, too.
Great.
We're going to talk to, if anybody's ever heard me talk about auctions, I like auctions, right? So today we're going to talk to an auction sales rep manager, very important part of an auction. And here in just maybe a couple of seconds, we're going to go meet Jen at America's Auto Auction, Kansas City, Missouri. It's going to be a good time. I'm excited. Also, you know what else we've got? We've got another group called Black Widow Imaging. They're going to be here, Joel and Jason. It's the J Show. A lot of J's today. J, Jen, Jason, and Joel. Wow. Pretty excited. So anyway, we'll see how it goes. We'll let here in just a second. We'll see if we can find Jen. She's probably around here somewhere, I think. Where did she go? Oh, wait, look who there's Jen. Hurry, go. Okay, Jen.
Yeah.
Come on in here. What is this, your office?
Yes, it is.
Awesome. You can sit over there, over here, whatever works better for you.
Is that, you're good?
Yeah, that's great. Here, let me get everything set up. Turn this thing around here.
I'll come over there by you.
That way we can both see each other. Oh, wow. Look at that. There's Jay.
Okay, hi, Jay.
This is Jay. He started this channel called Auto Transport Intel.
Yep.
And it's originally started, used to be a dispatcher for car haulers. And I used to be a big semi guy with a bunch of trucks.
Yeah.
So we try to help guys understand how to do car hauling in order to help you and dealers.
Mm-hmm.
So I always talk about auction sales reps. And you are...
I'm the general sales manager.
Yep. America's Auto Auction.
Yep.
Recently.
McConkie Auction Group.
Used to
previously.
Be, right.
We were purchased in 2019 in November.
Okay. Yep. So you've been in this game for a while.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I started at Manheim, Kansas City back in 1993. And then moved up into Elwood, Kansas with Greg Boswell and Doug Dahl, who's currently at this auction, at a small location in Elwood, Kansas in 1997. And I've been with Doug Dahl, so to speak, over the course of my career up until current. So,
you know,
what is that, 27 years or so, roughly?
You've been on every pretty part of the auction.
Correct. Yeah. So like, I've done, you know, where I'm out in the field going dealer to dealer. I've been national account sales manager, where I'm going to the banks and, the factories themselves, pretty much done a little bit of everything at the auction level. So yeah.
Wow.
Yes.
That's a lot. Okay. So one of the things, what auctions need what?
Well, right now they need to have the consignment because there isn't any consignment. But I think the biggest thing that I've learned over the course of time is having the teammates that are knowledgeable and that are genuinely involved and understand the car industry. I think that's what sets you apart now more than anything.
So knowing the inner workings, like, for example,
so like really understanding like what the dealerships are up against right now. For example, we just did a 2-hour training on trends in the marketplace and just learning about, you know, how prices are going up, how interest rates are down, but how that affects the loans and the challenges that our dealerships are facing. We learn about that. Like we entrench ourselves into what they're up against. And that is with successes and also with failures. So we want to have a really good understanding about our clients because the clients are what make the auction. So that's how we view it. And I think it's for a lot of auction people, they tend to want to tell their customers about auction, whereas we want to learn about them. That's the difference in the mentality.
Right. And so today, because of COVID, people are having a hard time finding cars.
Yep.
So they're selling cars, right?
Correct. Yeah. They're selling like mad right now.
Crazy. They're selling cars like crazy, which translates we need car haulers.
Yep.
In and out.
And transportation. It's funny that you're bringing that up because it seems like right now that transportation is a pain point because they just can't move the cars fast enough. Because there is such a need and they need the need fast. And the other thing too, is if a guy goes into an auction and he pays $2,000 over retail, he needs to get that sucker on his lot and fast because the market's changing all the time. And so if he's sitting on a car, you know, because transportation takes so long, it's a big pain point right now.
We have a friend, he comes on once a month, his name's Tim Scalus. He was with CarMax for years. Now he's currently with Digital, Max Digital. And he comes on, we call it the melting block of ice. Mm-hmm. So the car is accumulating interest for every day that
Absolutely.
The carrier doesn't do his job.
Correct.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Every day. So you're hearing it from the auction sales rep manager saying the same thing that we say. And the point is know the dealer. That's what I'm hearing.
Know the dealer.
Know what the dealer's needs are. What is the dealer's needs? Well, number one, I can't find cars. When I do find them, I pay too much. Now I need you, Mr. Car Hauler, to hurry up and get them back to my lot.
Yep.
And so what are you seeing from online sales?
So the online sales, are you speaking about?
I'm a buyer.
So if you're a buyer.
I'm a dealer. I'm a buyer. I'm buying.
The benefit to buying online is that your arbitration, there's different set of rules and guidelines for guys that buy online. And more people are starting to figure that out. It's actually a benefit to you as a dealer to buy online because the CR is all you're seeing, correct? So if you're in the lane, you're going to get treated a little bit differently because you can see the car. So buying online, I feel like guys that even used to buy in lane are okay with buying online because now they know they get extra, not only extra time to inspect the car after they purchase it, but also there's more leniency. So if they get the car and there's a problem, we're going to be a little bit more lenient with them because they were purchasing online.
Right. So that's funny because after I'm done with you, we're bringing on, have you heard of Black Widow Imaging?
Yes, I have. Yep.
They're coming on next, Joel and Jason, and they're going to show us this imaging, which I guess is somehow tied to this CR.
Yes, it is. Yep.
So it takes the
it's a full, from what I understand, I've seen their demo at some of the conferences that I've attended, and it's a full 360 view, 360. Basically.
It's supposed to be pretty slick.
Yeah, it is slick.
I'm excited to see what they're going to actually give us a demo live.
Oh, very cool.
As we're done
That's
here.
Awesome.
But I just appreciate what you're saying, because it really ties into what I do a lot of consulting, a lot of coaching for car hauler guys. And I always say, if you know the dealer, you'll figure it out.
That's
because
right.
the dealer will tell you, this is what I want. This is where I'm going. So one of the things that we see that's odd right now is dealers, I call it the shotgun approach. Dealers are buying online at various locations that they normally don't buy.
Correct.
And then they're running into a little bit of a snag trying to get one or two or three back home real quick. So as we lay this out, we're trying to figure out how can we serve that need better. So there's technology that's out there that may help us to help the dealer.
Absolutely.
And if we can put that piece of the puzzle together, one more question for you. If I'm a dealer and I'm buying online and I'm done, do you have a transport button?
So we do not. We, as soon as somebody purchases vehicles, we have found that you want to have as much as you can to be online, but we don't want to take away that personal touch. So when a guy buys online, at least from our location, we've got people that reach out immediately. Hey, do you need help with that, you know, getting transportation, or do you do it yourself? And so a lot of times they do it themselves, or we can step in and help with that.
Wow.
So we make the call, I guess, in response to that.
Rather than an more person.
Yeah, it is.
And it reaches out to the dealer.
Yep.
I care.
Yep.
It builds that relationship.
Yep. Absolutely.
Okay. So one last one and I'll let you go. I know you got a busy schedule.
No, you're good.
How was yesterday? So I didn't make it.
So actually, we actually killed, we just broke records this week, actually, believe it or not. So, you know, in times that cars are so, you know, not prevalent, and we actually, our location's doing a great job, and it all comes back to just the mentality of my team and just how much they care about the dealer. And we saw consignment over 1,000 cars for the whole week. We had a 2-day event sale this week. It was Wednesday and Thursday. We consigned over 1,000 cars and we converted 83%, which I think we're sitting at like 911 cars. Now, when I said 83%, that's broken into 2 days. So as you can see, as a whole, it's much higher than 83%. So 914 cars sold for the week. Sold, not consigned, sold. So we are very proud of that. And it's just, I go back to that personalization and just knowing and understanding what the dealer's up against.
True. And there's a way for a guy like me to validate, confirm what she's saying. So we spend, as car haulers, we spend a tremendous amount of time back on the what I call the back lot. Yep. So we're dealing with the check-in, the check-out, the guys that help us jumpstart the cars. And I've been to a lot of auctions for a lot of years, and I can tell you this auction has the most helpful people.
Appreciate that.
On the backside.
I would hope that all of our customers say that. So I appreciate
it's
that.
Absolutely true. I mean, I love your guys back here. Justin, awesome. All the way down. It's just amazing. So
great. Thanks.
Yeah. So really home, family, kind of a feeling. And I think that's good. Okay. One last one. Maybe. I keep asking one last one.
One last one.
One last one. Oh, I got you.
It's
no,
all
don't
good.
Go, don't go.
It's all good.
What are you looking at 3-6 months?
So I don't think, and it's funny that you said this, because we just did a 2-hour training on current trends now, and then what we think for the future. And I don't see this changing at all for a while, because of new car production, as we know, is still pretty stale, and the allocations are not going to get delivered. So as a matter of fact, even rental car companies, they're canceling deals right now. The manufacturers can't do their part. They're just not able to. So I think numbers are going to shrink. OEM numbers, and you know, across the board, I mean, all numbers, all everything. Numbers. All so numbers. I think consignment's going to shrink across the board the next 3 to 6 months. Prices are going to still stay high. Gas prices, I think, are going to go back up or continue to rise, which I know definitely impacts the transporting side of it. So yeah, I think it's just going to get tighter and tighter and tighter. Prices are going to go up and up and up. And I think it's going to stay like that until late summer.
Okay. So we'll circle back around to one of the opening comments, which was, we need consignment. Did I hear that right?
Yep.
We need consignment. So go ahead and define consignment. I know.
So consignment for us is all the banks, credit unions, leasing companies, rental car companies, third party or marketing companies, any of the manufacturers, you know, their off lease units or their bank repos, new car store trade ins, any kind of wholesaler that's out there still doing business, all the used car dealerships. Did you like that comment?
That was good.
So, I'm trying to throw a little humor in there. But yeah, so basically anything we can get our hands on. Another thing too is Canadian units are being targeted, because the dollar and the Canadian exchange is still good. So there's still a lot of that coming into the U.S. So we're targeting that as well. So
that's amazing.
That's kind of describe all that.
That was amazing. That's a lot of information, really. But you know what's funny is we have Mike Buchanan. We had him on the other night, ARI. In a panel. And one of the things that I don't understand, because we talk about remarketing slash consignment a lot, and I don't understand this. Do you guys have contracts?
Yep. So all the commercial, like what I consider a commercial account. So a commercial account is going to be the leasing companies, banks, credit unions, even as much as the municipalities, anything that's non-dealer. So any kind of commercial account, 99% of the time, you're going to have a contract with them. And that contract is more than just fees. It's also compliance things. It also has their expectations in it, and you sign off on that. A lot of it does go back to transport, too. So, like, transportation rates, how fast you're going to pick up cars is in that. I mean, there's all these different.
Right. So, guys, what she's saying is when you pick up a car off Central Dispatch, say from a repo yard or a bank or wherever lease turn in, and you get a phone call from somebody in an auction asking you, where's this car? There's a time behind that. There's pressure behind that. And that's what we really try to emphasize to these guys. Is
absolutely.
Understanding the importance and the value of, you're not serving just the dealer.
Right.
I mean, as a carrier, I don't think guys completely understand this, but you're serving the dealer, you're serving the auction, you're serving the remarketing, whether that's commercial or
that's right.
So when we say, hey, guys, we're going to pick it up on Monday and we're going to have it delivered on Tuesday, it's real important that that happens, because there's accountability through the entire process. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Yeah, there's definitely accountability. They are literally, they've got people sitting at their corporate offices behind a computer, literally going through every single car and seeing when we've put an ETA. And if we don't hit that ETA, there is a note going in and there's an email going out and you got to respond. So yeah, you're exactly right. I mean, they are on it.
Right. And we can understand a blowout, you know, but when we don't reply, when we don't do what we're saying, that creates a lot of problems. And it also really puts a kink in a relationship. So that's where we come in.
It's funny that you're bringing that up. Just as an example, we were on a call yesterday with Honda and Acura Remarketing, and we sell for them. So we pick up for them over a 6-state range. So we go far distances to get these Honda and Acura product. And we are getting repos, and then we get off leash units. So what their expectation is 5 days. Well, 5 days, you know, when you're going to, you know, a repo yard in, you know, that's 10
Arkansas,
hours away.
Farmington, Arkansas.
Yeah, that's only open a couple of days. It is challenging. And, you know, the vehicle doesn't have keys or whatever. So, but what they do is they, and a lot of companies are going to this now, is they make an exception rule, like a percentage exception rule. So, like, let's say I pick up 100 cars for Honda, you know, in a month. I have a 6% of those 100 I can be out of compliance. So
say that one more time.
So I'm giving you an example. So let's say I pick up 100. My allowance to be over 5 days is 6% of what I pick up.
Okay.
So once I get past that number, then I'm out of compliance. Because Honda is a publicly traded company, it becomes an issue. And so then you have to explain to them why you're over compliance in a very detailed report.
Wow.
So anyway, that's just an example. But some companies, you know, do it that way. And then some companies are, you just need to be on an average, you know, hitting 7 days or 5 days or whatever it is. And then others give you this percentage of exception. So
now in terms, because we get a lot of feedback from a lot of drivers. Chase, we've got maybe 11,000 subscribers. A lot of those are car haulers. And we hear a lot, man, the rates are terrible. Oh, gosh, the rates are bad. So, you know, in my mind, the relationship, building a lane, what I call a lane. So let's say I'm from south.
Yeah.
Okay. If you got anything south, call me. I'll get it back to you.
Right.
Right. So I try to encourage carriers to find that lane. Yeah. There's what I call a sweet spot.
It makes sense.
Yeah. So that way, if I've got this relationship with America's Auto Auction in Kansas City, Missouri, and I'm here, I can get the cars back. If there's a problem, immediately I can pick up the phone and we can work out a deal.
Absolutely.
And if I need more money, I bet I could ask for, hey, can you throw me $50? It was really a pain in the neck. I'm not saying that will always be a guarantee, but when you have that relationship and you provide that service and that communication, you're going to probably get a lot farther in life.
Yeah, that is right. That he is right with that. The one thing I will say is that once we go into contract with those commercial accounts, now dealers are different, but the commercial side of it, once you're in contract, you can't renegotiate the price until your contract is due. So a lot of times we go into these contracts and we are locked for 3 years. So I can't go back to Honda and Acura Marketing and say, hey, gas is up, I got to charge you more. So it's a challenge from the auction standpoint to find transporters that will work with you on that.
Right.
So when times are tough, you know, we need some help. When times are good, we're going to make sure it's good for you. If that makes sense. So it's a balancing act, and it's difficult because we understand how the transporters have got to make a living and they have to change and influx. But on the other hand, too, I can't change anything over here.
Right. So what I do is I say, you find that lane, you find that spot.
Yeah.
Okay. Now I've got, call Ty. He's south. He'll get it. So I'm up here. I'm unloading. Hey, do you have anything that I can take back?
Heck yes. So, that would be the smart thing.
Exactly. And then,
yeah.
Angela,
yeah.
The list keeps going. Everybody in the back that's dealing with car dealers all the time. Hey guys, I'm bringing cars up. If you know of anything going back the other way, let me know. I'll be there in 2 hours. Yep. And you start that relationship, it does pay off. And that's what Julie, we had Julie Nationwide on.
Yep.
She's a big broker.
Yep.
Tuesday night. Yeah, we did a roundtable this Tuesday. Anyway, she said the same thing. I mean, you build that relationship with the auction, with the dealer, mm-hmm. it grows. And some people say necessity. I say organic, whatever you say.
Exactly.
It does grow.
Absolutely.
So some people might say, well, you're buying business by doing it too cheap. I don't know that I agree with that because mm-hmm. that relationship, you can't put a price on.
No. And I think the auctions understand that, you know, you're in business to make money just like we are. And so we do it all the time. Sometimes you have to give a little bit to get. And then when times are good, you go back and you ask. So it's just.
And I want to say, oh man, so much great stuff. Amazing. And this is where the relationship that the independent auto auction has with individuals and transporters is so valuable.
Absolutely. It is.
Yeah. And by the way, just what Jay said, independent, I still qualify America's as independent.
Oh,
the reason I do
are.
Is because I feel like there's a sense of autonomy. Mm-hmm. Is that the right word?
Yeah.
Where you can still make decisions and it's not big corporate telling.
Right. No, it's very, as a matter of fact, I mean, they're very hands off. If your auction is performing at a good level and you're profitable, it's hands off. Do how you want to do. Yeah.
And you've been around long enough. You probably have seen firsthand. It went from we're making it, everything's going to where corporate comes in and says, sorry, can't do that anymore.
Yeah. Because when working with Manheim, I definitely know the difference between the corporate, you know, mentality and just how they operate to independent. And, you know, what a difference. And I've got several friends, tons of friends in the industry that work for the corporate chains. And some actually love working in that environment and have good locations, whereas others don't. Again, I think it depends on your GM.
GM, general manager.
That's right. Well, and I mean, you know, every job has its challenges. Speaking of, I've got some notes and I could add, and I'll tell you what, I need to save it for the next time we bring you on. You have to come back. You have to.
We should have.
I'm a talker.
She has to. Yes. So, but what I want you to do, can you stay on for a minute when we bring Black Widow on? Do you
have time? Yeah.
Can we do that?
Good. Go ahead and bring him on. And then if we got a split, we can roll.
I think somebody from Black Widow just tried to, or they did actually friend me on LinkedIn. So I'll be interested to see who you guys got.
Perfect. And I know Jason and Joel, we had you guys waiting, and I so appreciate your patience and time. Please do, since we're here. And, Joel is there in the bays, Jason in the office. Jason and Joel, will you please say hello to the live audience?
Hello, everyone.
Jason, let's start with you. Jason, please tell us a little bit about yourself and Black Widow, please.
All right. So, yeah. So Black Widow came from several failures, right? We started cleaning cars, my parents' garage 25 years ago, built that up to cleaning 2,000 cars a month. And then I got the smart idea to buy trucks, right? So we're trucking these vehicles as fast as we can, as quickly as we can to help our dealers and partners. Unfortunately, one of those crashed and killed some people and some other people were injured. And we had to switch up how we do things, right? Bad news, right? Things do happen like that. It's tough out there. I've been a truck driver. I've been a detailer, body shops. We've done all this stuff. And it kind of takes me back to my childhood that my brother used to deliver videos. This is before Blockbuster, right? So he used to deliver the videos from store to store, right? To make sure everybody would get that new release, right? So that's what we're kind of doing here. We're delivering that car from the dealer to the auction to the body shop and going as fast as we possibly can, safely as we can. And it's still not streaming like Netflix. And that's where Black Widow was born, because I was tying together everybody's hard work to be able to have that finished product. So when I created this, it was from multiple failures and millions of dollars wasted in bad accidents. So what I want to be able to do with Black Widow is to be able to get the images in any stage of the game, wherever it's picked up, and prove how hard the transporters are working, the dealers are selling, the auctions are moving, and get that image to whoever that end provider is immediately, so that they can prove that, hey, it's ready for sale, here it is. So this has been created all the way from the detail shop to the body shop to trucking, and it takes images in 10 seconds. It gives accountability and allows that dealer to get that customer interacted immediately. So that's a little bit about my failures and how we succeeded.
Awesome. Great story. That is amazing. Now, Joel, will you introduce yourself and tell us a little more about what you're doing there?
Yes. I don't know if you guys can hear me. Can you hear me?
Yes. Okay? Yes.
Okay. I'm in a service drive. So I'm in my bay. I'm the general manager of Polk Chevrolet here in St. Louis. So not far from KCI. So shout out to you guys. So yeah, I'm in a service bay. Hey, how you doing? I'm in my service bay, which obviously the Black Widow is set up to not take space. So I've got an operating service drive. People are in there. Don't see a lot of people in there, but I've got customer cars. They go right underneath that Black Widow. When we're not using it, we didn't cost ourselves space. You know, real estate is expensive. We got to have somewhere to put this machine. And I'm going to show here in a second how quick the 10-second Black Widow, let that go as we speak. Dustin, if you'd go ahead and run that. I don't know if you guys can see that.
Yes.
Trying to make this work in the service drive.
Loving it.
So all he's going to be doing is scanning that barcode or auction tag. He comes back, closes it, comes back here. The pictures are capturing as we speak. He hits the continue button. Can you guys see that?
Yes.
Now scoot over a little. Got a glare. Scoot over to the left. There you go. Out. Yeah, there you go.
So he's capturing the interior right now. And that unit's actually finished. He's going to go ahead and pull that one out. And that photo is what you're seeing right there.
Tilt it up a little bit, Joel. We can't see the screen.
Sorry.
This is awesome, by the way.
So quick is that? Scoot in on the picture a little bit.
There it is.
Okay. Yeah. So how many pictures did it take?
It took the 7 pictures, which gives you every angle of the vehicle. You can spot your damages because it's a consistent photo. You know, as a consumer, when they're looking at their SRPs, you got that same picture every time.
Mm-hmm. So I think where the whole thing is here, guys, is that I'd like to think that Black Widow, I mean, we learned a lot from COVID, right? We all rely on each other. Somebody makes something that we need and we're all reliant, right? So, you know, when people ask, how do we stack up next to another competitor on taking pictures, right? I mean, labor is a tough thing to handle. and it's an inconsistent thing. So you have to understand that the Black Widow is open 24/7 to be ran through, right? Just like this business. No matter how fast you drive, no matter how fast, we build new cars in 55 seconds, right? But sometimes they're not online for 30 days. So where I see this as the fitting piece is that everybody has to embrace this from the auction to the dealer, that we're able to market that car for you immediately so that you can actually be credited for the time of you driving, you know, across seven states, et cetera, et cetera. You know what I mean? We're not, you're going as fast as you can, but we're not doing it as fast as we can virtually yet. And that's what Black Widow Ties for everybody.
So it automatically, as you're taking the pictures, it automatically would tie to your IMS system?
Yes, ma'am.
It's instant?
It's instant. It's into your IMS. And here's the other part of it. I mean, we're all here trying to obviously make a dollar and take care of each other, but that picture could then be enhanced and then put on the dealership's website the day that they buy it from your auction. So it's something that can be monetized, but it also allows that dealer to not be bitching at the trucker saying, where's my freaking car at? Because he's got seven beautiful pictures that he can put on his website saying in transit, actual pictures, timestamped, right? So it's a matter of, like I said, I'm going to take it back to the analogy of my brother, but this is pre-Blockbuster. I mean, we were driving in trucks, hauling the videos from store to store of who needed the new release, you know? And I think what we're looking at here with Black Widow, it's Netflix. We're able to stream that car from any process that it can be captured and deliver it to the end user to have it for sale quicker. So it just gives credit. I mean, I think for me, driving a truck, running detail shops, recon facilities, working in the auction, owning a dealership, I had to come up with something that made everyone benefit, you know, from this hard work that we do every day that a lot of people don't understand. Because a lot of people drive out their car at the dealership and they don't know what happens to it or where it goes.
Quick question, when they're doing that initial, and I've actually seen a demo at one of the conferences in the past, but what I'm curious about is, like, let's say there's a couple of dents mm-hmm. on one of the panels. Yes, how does that capture that?
Okay, so there's two features. Number one, we take the images, right? They can be enhanced, right? And then there is also a spin and zoom capability. So you can zoom in and see, right, if there's damage, right? We are in the process of launching, we've been working on for about 4 years, is actual damage detection
that we'll actually pick up. Okay, that's what I was getting at.
Right, yep. And everybody's been talking about this, but I've been working on this for a decade, just waiting for my chance to speak, right?
Yeah.
So you're delusional until it's needed, okay? Mm-hmm. I'm no longer delusional, but at this point, we need to be able to take a screenshot of this vehicle, know the condition, right? And we need to be able to know the damages that are on it, wheel damage, curb damage, hail damage, whatever, in 10 seconds with a person that knows how to drive a car. And that's what we've been able to perfect, is that if you can drive a car, you're not only a professional photographer, but you're an inspector. Now, as we pump millions of cars through the Black Widow, it gets smarter and smarter, right? We still launched dial-up, even though we didn't have, you know, the fastest internet in the world, right? But it's all about the process going through, it gets smarter, right? So we're not trying to replace humans here, but we're trying to get a Jimmy John's sandwich, bam, here it is, here's the condition. Yes, you're gonna have to check the spare tire yourself, the second set of keys.
Right.
There's still gonna be human interaction, but if we can get a quick screenshot of this is the condition, you know what you're getting, you know, that's what we try to deliver. It will get smarter and faster, but it right now, I think no one's ever been able to piece that together. And I think for all of us involved, that data and that piece that we can timestamp throughout here is gonna make all of us more profitable, make everything go faster.
How many dealerships do you guys have signed up on this right now?
So we started out with the dealer side of things. And I want to say, quote my sales guys, I want to say we got about 16 dealers. But mainly our first thing that we jumped into was more on the auction side for the volume, right? So, you know, some of our clients have run, you know, over 200,000 cars, right? You know, and so as you're doing this, I think what's neat about it is that the auction and the truckers, right, as they're moving these vehicles, we picture that. If you guys are able to monetize that picture to the dealer and have it for sale more, then of course that's where our business will spread throughout all the dealers. And then of course, once the dealers have that inventory, that same picture can then be shipped, you know, to the auction side of things. So it would just be able to turn all of our transactions so much faster.
If I remember right, I think Joel told me you're currently in a couple auctions, is that right?
Yes, we are in 22 location auctions.
Wow. Okay, so let's put it into car hauler perspective, because sometimes we're not with it all the time.
Well, I get it.
We pick up the car wherever. We bring it to the auction.
Yep.
We drop it off. Auction runs it through Detail Recon. Is that fair?
Yeah.
Okay, done. Now we're going to have the sale next Tuesday. We need to also get it ready for online sale. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Maybe. Depends on the, yeah.
Yes. Maybe, yeah. If it, yeah. Right. Depends on custom, a lot of variables.
Bottom line is every car is getting pictured. Every car is getting,
okay.
Yeah, I mean.
So the car gets the pictures, whether it goes online sale, whether it goes through the lane sale, then, okay. But those images, now the car's sold, the dealer bought it, whether he was in the lane or online, he's got the images, car hauler, go pick it up from the auction, now bring it back. Mm-hmm. So when we do that, we've got technology, we're taking pictures all the way around the car. Those pictures should match with your pictures. So when the dealer gets the car and he looks at the CR report, condition report, it's a match. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, what kind of trouble does the auction have with the dealer gets the car and he says, my CR report says it's a 4.5. It looks like a 2.
That's a whole nether.
That's a whole other arbitration separate thing. Yeah. So,
different.
I mean, it depends on what, like, we use auto grade. And so, you know, some auctions don't use auto grade. So I think it just depends on how that specific auction looks at the CRs.
Yep.
Because a picture is a picture, but how the CR writer actually.
Correct.
Records the damages is going to impact the grade.
Okay, so it's a two part.
Yeah, it's
you
a two
have
part,
to have a picture, and you have to have the actual person.
Correct. Yeah.
Checking.
Yeah, even with Black Widow, like he alluded to, you're still going to have the person.
Correct.
I got it. Okay.
What we've done is that we've said if we can take a picture of this vehicle, right, and then you can see the damages, right, and if we're able to, and yes, we do use auto grade as well, but I think the thing to remember here is that. If we can get a screenshot of that vehicle, the person's still going to look at it. And what my customers have done is that they've said, you know what, based on what you put together, I'm going to send a person on anything below a 3, right? Because that's where the kind of the on the grading scale, if you get into a 2 or a 2.5, I need to get a person on it. But if it's a 3 or above, it's able to pick up enough to give them a comfortability that, no, this is accurate. I'm good with it. So a lot of our auctions right now are basically looking at anything at 3 and below, just because of the amount of, there could be an error, right? So the auto grade is obviously a good system, but there's always going to be debatable parts of that of, you know, well, I thought it was a 2 and you said it was a 4. And the buyer's like, yeah, I think it's great. I think it was graded a 2 and it was a 4. So I think more than anything, if we stay away from the auto grade and we just say a picture's worth 1,000 words and this is what it picked up and this is the condition, kind of like your home inspector. This is what we found. Mm-hmm. You decide. I mean, we've got all the analytics of Black Widow Carfax and, you know, all this stuff that shows everybody what the car brought and Northeast and this and that. We've got all of that stuff, but let's add a picture that equals those thousands of words, right? And as we start compiling that together, I think there'll be a whole lot more transparency. Of course, it'll make some people upset because there's too much transparency, right? But, you know, I'm not the snake oil guy. I'm not a very good salesman. My dad didn't teach me poker, so I just tell it how it is. And unfortunately, some people like it, some people don't. But at the end of the day, you know, true transparency and some ease of use that gives a consistent product every time will make all of us, all of our hard work, you know, shine. So
that's good. Got anything else?
I don't think so. Thank you so much for the demo.
That was good.
No, thank you guys.
Wow,
really appreciate
that really was great.
Wow. So just real quick, if I'm a dealer or an auction, I like this idea. Do I have to, you're saying I don't have to go build another building and make it all white? How does that work?
So we either use a pre-existing location or we've had some locations where they have built a different, you know, it's all based on the flow. We'll come visit you. We'll go through the whole process. We'll work with what you're already doing. Some people have put it in the lane and then some people have gotten so busy and changed their flow because of the efficiency, they might build a small building. So it's really versatile in the sense that it's made to go virtually anywhere. I mean, ports, you know, we do off ships, the OEMs, the factories. So it's versatile to go virtually anywhere there is an outlet and internet.
Wow. Cool. All right, guys.
Appreciate
I'm done.
It.
I'm you good?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Thank you so much.
It was fun.
I'm
going to head out. Let Jen get back to work. So if you guys want to hang around, I'll we can go hang out in the transport
parking
lot.
Thanks, guys. Great.
Thank you, Jennifer, so much.
Thank you. That was great. Wow.
Yeah, it was.
Thanks.
Good
job. Man, I mean, I really appreciate it. I appreciate everybody tuning in. I just want to say that if you're live with us right now on Cars on the Move on Friday on Auto Transport Intel, you know something different is happening, and it shows. It's in the super chat. It's in the live chat. We're seeing it on the video as well. It's pretty amazing. And so I really want to thank everybody for tuning in today and being a part of this. Jason, that was a great explanation answering her questions. I mean, I felt like I was at the trade show. I was there at Used Car Week, fall 2019. I saw the Black Widow rig, right? And I saw everybody walking around. And for a moment, I felt I was transported to the live trade show with this experience. How cool is that?
No, for sure. Yeah. No, it's good to have been able to get out in front of everybody there, that when we have these conversations, you're able to kind of piece it together. I think that was the hardest thing about the Black Widows is getting everybody's head around it. When you see it take a picture in 10 seconds, it's pretty simple. Very complicated to explain, but simple to use. So.
And that's saying, I think you encapsulate these aspects very well, because you're right. You see it there, 10 seconds goes by. Okay, well, what happened? Did you already have that recorded? No, it all just happened.
Yeah.
It happened so fast, you didn't even know what happened.
Right.
I even like, as a video guy, when you take the device, you put it inside the cab, you set it on the armrest.
Yep.
How long does it take to do all that stuff? A few seconds?
Yeah, so if they're doing, a lot of our guys will just do the outside, it takes between 5 and 8 seconds. And if they do the interior, you're looking at about 25 seconds.
And then it's immediately on the
kiosk. Yes, and at that point, that if, you know, XYZ dealer wants to buy that car, that sale is virtual or whatever, it could potentially be on his website before the transporters even grab it, which is going to leave a lot of pressure.
And I've seen those listings, and that is amazing. Because if you can see the car for sale on the dealer's website and it says being transported or whatever, that is incredible, because now you are pre-selling, right?
Yeah.
You're saving that time. This is a melting block of ice. Let's go ahead and sell this thing while it's melting. It's amazing.
And everybody's
used to that. Jason, where are you at?
Where I'm at? I'm right here. Yeah. Can you see me? No, I'm in St. Louis, Missouri.
Oh, okay. And Joe, are you in the same place?
Yes, I'm in Winslow right now.
He's about 30 minutes away.
Oh, okay, cool. Well, next time I'm in St. Louis, guess where I'm going.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, come by and see us.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Come by the store.
Yeah, come see us. Until we figure out how to Bluetooth these cars from location to location, you know, we're working on that. I'm just teasing, we're not doing
that. Funny you say that. That's next, isn't it?
Well,
if somebody could do it, they will.
The Black Widow is the closest way to Bluetooth and anything to each location, you know. We know how hard it is to strap down a car and move and do all this stuff. So the customers are like Amazon, man. They want it now.
They do.
I think if we can start, we can deliver these pictures and images, and we can make everything go faster.
Carsbydrone.com. And Joel, I want to thank you for your persistence and participation lately, that you helped make this happen today. So I really appreciate that.
Yeah, for sure.
That was good stuff, guys. I really appreciate everybody. Thank you so much.
We'll see you in St. Louis.
You didn't think you got my number.
Yes, I do.
All right.
Thanks for sticking around. Thank you guys so much.
All right. Jay, you about ready to wrap it up?
Yeah, I'm going to wrap it up. I'm going to close it out, Ty. Thank you, buddy. That was, I'll tell you what, man. That was sushi right there. That was a sushi
on the
show.
House.
That was an insane show. And, you know, in the live chat, you can't see it, but number one, Elite Class Trucking, he wants to talk to you. He's got your phone number. He's got your email. He's got the ZTS coaching link. And he said, your channel is underrated. Thank you for recognizing what is going on. This is amazing. What just happened, Ty? What just happened was amazing. And it keeps getting more amazing all the time. And thank you so much for making that happen.
Anytime. Well, everybody knows where I'm at. Everybody's got my number. Thanks, Jay, for what you do, the platform. And have a good weekend.
Okay. All right. Peace out, everybody. Stay safe.
Jay.
And we'll see you soon. Take care.